This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Monday, December 11th. A new CNN poll this morning shows President Joe Biden is struggling in two key battleground states as the country looks to next year's elections. The poll conducted by SSRS shows former President Donald Trump having the upper hand in Michigan and Georgia, with broad majorities in both states holding negative views of Biden's job performance, policy positions, and sharpness. In Georgia, a state that Biden carried in 2020 by a very narrow margin, registered voters say they prefer Trump at 49% over Biden at 44% in a hypothetical two-way matchup. In Michigan, Trump has 50% support to Biden's 40%. Michigan's results have a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 3.4% and plus or minus 3.3% for Georgia.
I can promise I will not give up.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he'll continue to fight for a ceasefire in Gaza after the Security Council failed to pass a resolution this weekend demanding an immediate truce. The U.S. is facing criticism after it vetoed the draft resolution last week. Guterres was speaking at the Doha Forum, where Qatar's Prime Minister told CNN's Becky Anderson negotiations between Israel and Hamas are stalling.
It always takes two parties to be willing to such an engagement. Unfortunately, we are not seeing the same willingness that we had seen in the weeks before.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military says it struck more than 250 targets in Gaza, including the main southern city of Khan Yunis, where it's ordered people to evacuate to a coastal area with few facilities. The president of the University of Pennsylvania resigned over the weekend, and pressure's now growing on Harvard's president to step down or be fired. Liz McGill resigned on Saturday after her testimony in Congress earlier in the week about UPenn's response to alleged incidents of anti-Semitism on campus in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Here she is speaking to Republican Representative Elise Stefanik.
Specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
It's a context-dependent decision. That's your testimony today. Calling for the genocide of Jews is depending upon the context.
After McGill had stepped down, Stefanik posted on X, formerly Twitter, saying, quote, one down, two to go. McGill, along with Harvard's Claudine Gay and MIT's president, have been criticized for not condemning calls for the genocide of Jews as being explicitly against campus harassment and bullying codes. Meanwhile, hundreds of faculty members have signed a petition in support of Gay. The cleanup continues in Tennessee after deadly tornadoes and strong thunderstorms tore through the region over the weekend. The storm overturned cars, ripped apart buildings, and left at least six people dead in the city of Clarksville, northwest of Nashville. The National Weather Service says that single tornado traveled nearly 43 miles. CNN's Rafael Romo says state officials counted a total of 13 tornadoes that hit the area.
According to officials, tens of thousands of people are still without power. An official for the local utility was saying that it's not a matter of hours but days before they can turn everybody back on.
That same storm is now hitting the northeast with heavy rainfall, high winds, and snowfall. Donald Trump says he's skipping the witness stand today. More on that next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Former President Donald Trump says enough is enough and will no longer testify in a civil fraud trial in New York today. Trump already testified in the case, but was expected to return to court today to bolster his defense against allegations he fraudulently inflated the value of his properties. The judge has already found that a decade of Trump's financial statements were fraudulent and is yet to decide how much money the former president will pay and whether he and his two adult sons can conduct business in the state. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.